On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
Meet someone who has been doing her PhD in Chinese tourism experiences in Tasmania. And what I love is this phrase she uses called travel anxiety, which certainly describes how I travel. Yue, hello.
Hello. Hi.
What kind of things cause travel anxiety for Chinese tourists here?
There are a few reasons I found from my study. So the first one is lots of Chinese, when they travel, they don't do enough research. So at the interview, I talked to a Chinese guy, and he said he definitely didn't know Launceston has an airport until he drove around. So otherwise, he wouldn't drove all the way back to Hobart to catch the airplane. So he can save some time, to see two more attractions in Tasmania. So this is the first anxiety.
When Chinese people are traveling, I mean, saying Chinese people is such a broad term, really. Does that even have any real meaning?
In the sense that
there's so many different
Chinese culture
cultures.
Is very heterogeneous. So although they look all like Chinese, but their behavior can be very, very different. Like people with different culture, different region where they come from, they can bring different culture and different educational background and age difference.
So how do we know how to identify those differences? What are the right questions to ask?
You could ask, where are you from? Which part of China are you from? And how did you hear about Tasmania? And from these simple questions, you know if their English is capable or not. Because some Chinese, like my parents, when they travel, they would really prefer someone have some Chinese, speak Chinese to them. But myself or my friends, I think local operator, they speak to us in English, I'll be okay.
So it's partly a generational thing.
Generational and educational.
Yeah.
Education as well,
Is that also city to regional areas? If people are from the, rural areas or regional areas of China, they're less likely to have that education?
Yeah, to some extent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much leave do most people have a year for travel?
The two longest holidays, the Chinese National Day, which is 1st of October. People get 7 days national holiday. Mm-hmm. And then it will be the Chinese New Year. This coming year will be 25th of January, and that's 7 days. Lots of people come to Australia, combine their national holidays, public holidays, with about 5 days to a week annual leave. So annual leave in China are shorter than Australia.
Yeah. So they're trying to get their whole travel experience done in maybe, 5 to 10 days.
Yeah, statistics shows that Chinese spend 12 days in Australia in total, and they still want to see Melbourne or Sydney, which means they only have 3-4 days in Tasmania. So lots of people want to see as much as they can. They want to rush, having their very rush itineraries. So this way they feel they were, worth the money and the time.
There's a lot for us to learn, I think, about how to provide a better experience for Chinese tourists and also a better experience for ourselves in terms of expectations with, providing accommodation and things like that. So what did you find about people traveling? Do they have tour operators book everything, or are they quite independent about booking their own Airbnbs, for example?
So my study find lots of Chinese, their travel, they are semi-independent. So their trip to Australia, they might book the airplane by themselves. And Melbourne, Sydney, the bigger cities, they're probably okay to travel by themselves because there are lots of public transportation and the Chinese service. But then if they have 3 or 4 days to spend, they come to Tasmania, they would book an agent. Lots of them do. They still want to say they are independent traveler, FIT. But because Tasmania has less Chinese signage and less public transportation, and lots of them are not so confident to drive, drive on the left on the foreign road.
And are there lots of people working as agents?
Chinese travel agent?
Yeah, who are taking people around Tasmania.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the current number, but 2 years ago, when I collected my data, I've heard there were between 15 to 20 Chinese companies. Some bigger ones, more smaller ones. Yeah.
Okay. And that means that if you're a Tassie business, it's those people that you need to be in touch with, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than marketing to the tourist, if you can get to those 15 or 20 people, it's probably 40 now.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are going to get the people into your business.
Yeah.
How do you find them?
One strategy I would recommend is through a Chinese media called WeChat. Yeah. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. In China, you know, 1 billion people use WeChat, and lots of Chinese international students and immigrants and travelers, they use WeChat to find local, you know, local guide. Lots of local business like Chinese restaurants and a few Chinese travel agent here, they have a WeChat official account or chatting groups.
And are there people trying to discover things while they're here, or by the time they're here, are they all booked up? How much do people get distracted as they're trying to tick off all the big tourist spots?
You mean when they are here?
Yeah.
Like, for example, Port Arthur, among my participants, a few people didn't know about Port Arthur because, as I said, some of them didn't do enough research. And they arrived here, they heard about that. They say it's one of the top cultural attractions. It's a must visit. So it's highly influenced by their friends and the internet. Yeah, so they...
But then there's cultural issues, yeah, in terms of, I mean, Port Arthur's a graveyard. Is that an issue for some people to visit?
For some people, yes. And a few participants, like in my interviewee, told me at the beginning they heard, oh, it's a prison, it's a graveyard. Maybe it's a taboo for me, but since it's so famous, and I need to go there because it's famous. I have been to Tasmania, one of the top attractions I must see. So they went there, and in the end, they found they are very happy about their experience is very memorable because the Port Arthur, you know, the peninsula landscape is very beautiful. So lots of them are very, very impressed by the landscape other than the core culture, you know, heritage.
And do you think, like, in terms of the bulk of Chinese tourism, it is people just trying to find those big attractions and be able to say that they've seen them rather than coming, say, for bushwalking experiences or food experiences?
Bushwalking experience is growing, but from my knowledge, I would say a lot of Chinese, many people, they don't prepare enough. Like, they don't have a bushwalking shoes or warmer jackets. Yeah, so this is something we should let them know before they come. Yeah.
And I know there are companies who hire all that kind of gear out as well, but that's a growth area, I would expect. Yeah. What other areas do you expect to see a lot of growth in over the next few years of the experiences that Chinese tourists will want to have? Or the services that they'll need?
At the moment, some Chinese go to Thailand for wedding photo. So Tasmania is so beautiful. I think lots of our attractions are like very fresh and new for Chinese. And if you take a photo, there won't be people stand behind you as a background. So I would say photography, like wedding photo, is a growing area. And
will they hire professional photographers for that?
I'm not so sure. Or maybe they bring their own friends with them to travel all the way here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Is that wedding photo travel?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Thailand, you can Google about that. It's very popular.
And what other growth areas do you think there might be, Yue?
Seafood. Yeah, because still lots of Chinese, they love seafood, and Tasmania is so good at that. Yeah, but I'm not sure about Chinese food, because I've heard that people say, unless you provide me very authentic Chinese food, otherwise I would like to try local tasty food at a reasonable price.
So they're not so interested in Aussie versions of Chinese food. They'd either like food that's like at home, or they'll eat what people eat here.
I think Chinese food here is alternative if they're really craving for something warm or tasty. Otherwise, I would say people like to try tasty local food other than not very authentic Chinese food.
Do people come here seeking, you know, forest bathing, relaxation, just chilling out? Or is everyone, you know, madly trying to see everything on the go?
I think the relaxing purpose is growing because the lifestyle in China is quite rush. And a lot of people come to Tasmania, they will visit it here again. Like first time visit, they would check out as much the places as possible. Mm. But second time visit, they would relax and just enjoy it.
So there's a great market for someone, eh? It's like your second time tour of Tasmania where you go, we will relax you. We won't let you do too much. We'll just make sure you chill out.
Yeah, that sounds like
a good thing.
Good slogan, yeah.
Well, we'll see what you do, and it's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much, Rick.